Good day, listeners. Our today's lesson is on vocabulary building, vocabulary development for those in GIS 1. We focus on profession. Before we proceed, I would like to throw a little light on the meaning of the word profession. What is profession? Profession simply means an occupation, trade, craft, or activity in which one has a professed expertise in a particular area, like a job, especially one requiring a high level of skill or training. Simply, it means the doer of a particular thing. For example, my father was a barrister by profession. My father was a barrister by profession. Looking at the word profession as a doer of a particular thing, using the word picnickers as example, which means people who are having a picnic. Picnickers means people who are having a picnic. That is the doer of a particular thing. May be formed by the addition of the suffix er. The doer of a particular thing may be formed by the addition of the suffix er, as in the word picnickers, which is derived from the word picnic. Other ones like maker, baker, teacher, thinker, and so on and so forth. Then, what do we mean by suffix? The word er added to the word, or the word in the word picnickers, er is added to picnic to form it. Er is an example of a suffix. Then, what can one say that picnic suffix mean? Suffix simply means, in grammar, a morpheme added at the end of a word to modify the word's meaning. A morpheme added at the end of a word to modify the word's meaning. For example, er, as in teach, plus er, you have teacher. Then what is a morpheme? What do we mean by a morpheme? A morpheme is the smallest linguistic unit within a word that can carry a meaning. A smallest linguistic unit within a word that can carry a meaning, such as an, that's un, break, and able, in a word like unbreakable, unbreakable, which now makes it have three morphemes. An, break, and able comprises of three morphemes. My example is the word pigs, P-I-G-S, pigs, which consists of two morphemes, pig, meaning a particular animal, and s, indication of the plural. Now, coming back to what you're talking about profession, we now find out that er as a suffix can be used to talk about a particular profession. Another example is the suffix ist, ist, which can also be added to the word to mean a person who does or practices or even studies a particular profession or course. IST as a suffix indicates a person who does or practices or studies a particular profession or course. For example, psychologists, biologists, scientists, pharmacists, chemists, and so on and so forth. Now, let us learn more words of the same family. That is more words under professions. So we are going to talk about the studies of some particular words and the name of the profession. So we have can have it under, in a tabular form, studies and profession. First one is studies on animals. The profession is called zoologists. Animals, zoologists. Next one is crimes. Someone that studies about crimes is called criminologists. Criminologists. Climate is called climatologists. Flowers is called horticulturists. Language is called linguists. Government is called political scientists. Eating well is called gastronomists. Earthquakes called seismologists. Immunity to disease is called immunologists. Religion is called theologian. Plants is called botanists. Measuring time is called horologists. Oceans is called oceanographer. Spellings is called orthographer. Books is known as bibliographer. Wines, venologists. Viruses, virologists. Water, water properties is called hydrologists. Speech sounds is known as phonologists. Population, demographer. Flying aircraft, aviator. Diet and nutrition intake, nutritionist. Then lastly, food intake is known as dietitian. So what are we to learn? That the suffix ER and IST added to a particular word can give us the profession, the name of the profession. Now, below is a little exercise for you to do to give us or to ascertain the your knowledge or your understanding of the above topic. Thank you and God bless you.